This week, our theme is God is not the bad guy. I like what it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 33. It says, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies." The original language there is asking the question, who will bring an accusation against the chosen ones of God? Will God who acquits them? If God is the one who acquits us, if God is the one who justifies us, if God is the one who makes us righteous, why would he then turn around and bring a charge or an accusation against us? God is not looking for fault in you. He's not looking for fault in me. No, God is not the fault finder. The Bible says that there is an accuser of the brethren. That is the work of the accuser. Satan is the one who accuses us. It is not God. God is the one who has justified us because of what Christ has done for us. So if God doesn't find fault with us, why do we allow the accusing voice to find fault with us and then think that it is God who is accusing us? The Bible says in Ephesians 2:10 that I am his workmanship created for good works. So why would God find fault with his workmanship? The word workmanship there is love poem, or poema in the Greek there. So God is not looking or to find fault with something that he has created as his workmanship. Friend, I want to encourage you today. If you are feeling condemned by an accusing voice, know that God is not the bad guy. He's not the one doing that. That could just be your own heart, or you might be listening to the voice of the accuser. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.